Australia's Attorney General, Christian Porter, has revealed himself to be the minister accused of an historic rape allegation from 3 decades ago. An anonymous letter was sent to several members of Parliament last week, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison, alleging a woman was raped in 1988. Police say the woman contacted officers in 2019, but did not detail her allegation in a formal statement before taking her own life last year. Mr. Porter strongly denies the allegation and addressed her family.
That the things that are being claimed to have happened did not happen, that I do not mean to impose anything more upon your grief, but I hope that you will also understand that because what is being alleged did not happen, I must say so publicly. I was aware over the last few months of a whispering campaign. Had the accusation ever been put to me before they were printed, I would have at least been able to say the only thing that I can say, and likely the only thing that I'm ever going to be able to say, and it's the truth, and that is that nothing in the allegations that have been printed ever happened.
Mr. Porter says he will not be resigning.
If I stand down from my position as Attorney General because of an allegation about something that simply did not happen, then any person in Australia can lose their career, their job, their life's work based on nothing more than an accusation that appears in print. If that happens, anyone in public life is able to be removed simply by the printing of an allegation. Every child we raise can have their lives destroyed by online reporting of accusations alone. My guess is that if I were to resign and that set a new standard, well, there wouldn't be much need for an Attorney General anyway, because there would be no rule of law left to protect in this country. So I am not standing down or aside. I've discussed with the Prime Minister today that after speaking with my own doctor, I'm going to take a short period of leave to assess and hopefully improve my own mental health.
The New South Wales Police closed the investigation yesterday, citing insufficient admissible evidence to proceed with an investigation.